You can't really talk about it because I keep saying I'm in this recording and I just keep talking. I don't know. I don't understand. But, I kid y'all not, I was sitting and I was looking out the window, and this is one of the strange occurrences that happened in the club after he left. It was like not a day to go by, and it was like your husband is coming. Your husband is coming to get you. He's coming to talk to you. He's coming to reconcile. He's coming to, he wants to come talk to you. It was like every day I heard that, back to back to back, for like months at it, and I stopped. When I got back home, sort of, I just changed to something else. I was telling him when he asked that. I was like, he wants to talk to you, he wants to talk to you, he's coming. And then it changed to like certain days. I think it was like Wednesdays and Thursdays or Tuesdays. It was like certain days. It was like 2 days particularly on those days that I would have. And I'd be like, your husband is coming today, do you? And nobody would ever come. It was just so odd. But there's one occurrence that I really hesitated in my brain that mentioned it. But I was sitting, like I said, I was sitting and looking out my window because that's what I would always do. I loved the view from the third floor. I just look out the window. It kept my mind at bay just to look at the clouds and the skyscrapers and out the window. And I heard a voice tell me, it said, what's about to happen? Or what's about to occur? It asked me a question. It started by asking me a question. It said, it mentioned my name and it said, what is a legion? What is a legion? And I was like, a legion is the devil's army, you know? I was like, a legion is like a group. I don't think I said it like that, but I thought it was demonic. And basically, long story short, eventually, I'm still to this day. And it mentioned the fact of angels, and it was like, what's about to occur? Or what's about to take place? Don't quote me on this, because I wrote it down. I think I wrote it down. I don't remember the exact words. That's why I don't feel right telling this story. But it was like, what's about to happen? Basically, it was saying, why would you be afraid when you have God's army on your side? Basically saying like a legion of angels to call upon for help. So why would you be afraid? Why would you be afraid?
I just did it. Every time something bad happened, I didn't want to pray. When the marriage broke out, I didn't want to pray when he left. I didn't want to pray for something. I wouldn't say something. My voice was always
multiple voices like, pray, you need to pray, you need to pray about this, pray about that. And it even went into where after that fact of where, because I went to church now, I was a prayer room, I would pray often, and God placed it in my heart to pray about certain things, I would do it. So at that point when I was hurting, and I felt like I was by myself, and I was no longer that happy-go-lucky person, that voice, that same voice or voices or thoughts that told me to pray, if I would not talk, once I would not talk, prayers would just come into my thoughts. And it wasn't my words. And it wouldn't be like, pray for healing, or pray for this, or pray for that. It would be like, oh, Father, we are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and so on and so on. Or if I don't even want to quote God's scripture, it would be like, Father God, I pray and I ask for healing for the inside of my body, not just these sores, or not just what's going on outside of me. What's happening on the inside, I'm not hear these over and over and over again until I said it in my head. Still to this day, even when I'm hurting you and I'm at work, like, I have to be at work in a couple of hours. I guarantee you I'm going to be in one of those pain because I haven't had no rest. I haven't been sleeping. And usually on those days is tough for me, and today is supposed to be a heavy day. A real heavy day, so we have a lot for Friday. We have a lot of stuff to do. But my body usually it hurts, and how my body is lately is if I don't eat. I hear that voice warning me like, you need to eat. And it's like it'll come at intervals. It's like, you need to eat, you're gonna get sick. And if I don't eat lately, this is just the new random occurrence that's happened. My heart starts hurting. I get dizzy. I feel like I'm about to pass out. And my legs go numb. It just hurts in a multitude of ways.